This is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame on Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket. It's the event of the summer. Pac-12 Week. A week-long journey into their world with the stories behind the conference. Pac-12 Week on Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame on Sports Radio The Ticket.
I enjoy the area.
Okay, well, now that we know that, we're going to bring you on as much as we want because we know you're not going to say no now because you get to call your daughter and you can say, hey, Pops is going on your radio station today. Right, Jimmy?
That's a deal.
Jim, what's the excitement level that you've noticed there in Corvallis for this particular 2022 Oregon State Beaver football team? Feels like Jonathan Smith has really been able to entrench himself with that community, with that program, and seems like there could be a big season ahead for the Beavers. What's your take, Jim?
I think the excitement level is high, and it's palpable. It's going to boil down to quarterback play in the end, but Jonathan Smith really has done a good job. He took over a team that was 1-11. It was in shambles. They were 2-10 the first year. And then in that second year jumped all the way to 5-7. And the COVID year, and then 7-5 last year until the bowl game, 7-6. And they returned their quarterback. They lost a lot of guys, but the talent level keeps improving year in and year out. And we used to talk a lot about the ceiling of each team. And what Jonathan Smith really did was he improved the floor, where Oregon State is now able to at least play with everybody in the conference. And they're getting to the point where I think they can beat every team on their schedule.
Jim Wilson, Oregon State Beaver radio analyst with us here on Prater in the Ballgame. The expectations, you talked about the excitement. I want to talk about the realistic expectations. It's not an easy schedule. Boise State and Fresno, two of the best from the Mountain West there for the Beavers this year. And plus, a Pac-12 schedule. They play 9 conference games in that league, as you know, Jimmy, not 8 like a lot of these other teams. What's a realistic expectation you have as an analyst for this Oregon State Beaver football team this year?
You'd like to keep getting better each year. They were 7-6 last year, 7-5 regular season, and a loss to Utah State, another Mountain West Conference team. I think, win as many as you lose, and then who knows? To me, they're going to play in a tough, a bunch of tight games. And like I said, they can beat anybody, but if they don't play well, they won't. And so, I think they'll win as many as they lose, and they could win as many as 8 or 9 and slip down and maybe just win, 5 or 6. It's just going to boil down to, what happens on Saturdays.
It's Pac-12 week here on KTIK, Idaho Sports Talk. We're going to give you Pac-12 content all week long right here on our afternoon show right now, talking to Jim Wilson, the radio analyst for the Oregon State Beavers Radio Network. Jim, let's talk about Jonathan Smith specifically a little bit. Obviously, we know him here in Boise from his coaching days here. What's the one stamp that he's put on this program that's made the most positive difference?
It sounds cliche and almost cheesy, but it's the culture within the program. They play together. They play hard. They like each other. There's no issues. The portal, they don't lose guys. They lose guys that weren't playing. They don't lose top-end guys. They get top-end guys. And it's just been really noticeable. And this was coming from a Gary Anderson program where it really was. The clubhouse and the locker room was a mess. The talent level wasn't as good, but the locker room was the biggest issue. Guys weren't, they were infighting and this and that. And with Jonathan Smith, they play together. They play hard. They do a great job of one day at a time. They could lose a game, and it's just right back to work, and that's just one game. And I think that is the biggest single positive that he's brought to this program.
Let's talk a little bit about the quarterback, Chance Nolan. He took a significant jump last year, played very, very well in his second year with the program. Now he's diving into year number 3, where the expectations are pretty high. The Pac-12 isn't loaded with a lot of great proven quarterbacks. He's kind of at the top of that second tier. What do we expect from Chance Nolan this year?
Well, you tell me, and then we'll both know. Here's the thing about Chance Nolan. He's got the highest upside of the guys in the quarterback room. He's not necessarily the best passer. The second guy, Ben Gulbranson, is probably the best pure passer. Gulbranson missed all of last year. And Nolan wasn't even the starter opening day last year, a transfer from Colorado. Sam Noyer was. Nolan came in the second half against Purdue, at Purdue, gave the Beavers a chance to win that game. After a slow first half with Noyer, and then started the rest of the season, had a pretty good year in terms of numbers, but he also had some games where he was, 78 yards passing against Washington, against Washington State at or near 100 yards passing, and that's just not gonna get it done, and Oregon State was just forced to lean on their run in a couple of those games, whereas against USC, at USC, throws for 300 and some yards and three touchdowns. And so it's just one of those things where the consistency is the issue. His overall numbers are good, but the X factor with Chance is he can run. He's very, very fast and he's nimble and he can get away. And if something breaks down, if he runs, he might just run for 30 yards. He's a fast guy. And that's why the upside is higher with him as opposed to the other guys.
19 years in the radio broadcast booth for the Oregon State Beavers. Jim Wilson, our guest, Oregon State Beaver radio analyst, former player there as well. And I'm looking at the schedule, and I want to talk about Research Stadium. Been there several times over the years, Jim, and it's a big schedule. I mean, not only do the Oregon State Beavers start with Boise State at home, they have USC coming to Corvallis. That's always a big deal. And the Civil War, or whatever they're calling the rivalry between the Oregon Ducks these days, that game is also in Corvallis on Thanksgiving Day weekend. But, Jim, what's the stadium going to look like? We see the footage there, and it looks like, you know, essentially half of the stadium's going to be still under construction. What do you think the look and the feel and the vibe, Jim, is going to be like at Research Stadium when this season opens, when the stadium's not complete yet?
It's going to be an interesting season. Better than 20 when it was empty. It's going to be odd. Half the stadium, it's two-thirds of the stadium is intact because both end zones are new. And it's just the old side got knocked down, and it's about – partially back up right now. But as the season's played, only people will attend games. You know, the construction side is out. And so I even saw where our booth is going to be. It's going to be on the construction side. It's going to be interesting. There's going to be some hiccups, and it's all of that. But I think the bottom line is on the field, it's just going to be fine. Everything will be, you know, the teams won't care. I mean, in terms of just, you know, once you snap the ball and all that, then, and it will be half a stadium, and it's probably, I think, 26 or 28, they're saying, as a capacity. And then next year, obviously, the stadium will be completed, and that's, you know, that's the big picture for Oregon State. And you said a bunch, the schedule. The first three are tricky. Boise is huge. It's just a huge game, and I think it's a huge game for both teams. With Andy Avalos 7-5, and you know, I'm sure they want to get back to where they're, you know, winning 9 and 10 games every year. Oregon State knows it, and Oregon State has great respect for what Boise has done over the course of time, and their program, and what they do with football. They're just tough. They play good football. And so getting off to a good start is really paramount, I think, for both these programs. And then the Beavers go to Fresno, and how you end up going to Fresno without a comeback. I don't know how that got scheduled. But and then Oregon State hosts Montana State, and that doesn't sound like it should be a problem. And in my opinion, it won't be. But they were the Division II or
FCS,
the championship division, FCS championship last year. And so, you know, that's a program that's, you know, if when you win a lot of games, those are scary teams. And Boise, Fresno, and Montana State, you combine them, I think, won about 30 games last year. So That's a tricky part. You mentioned USC at home, and also you can call it the Civil War. I'll call it the rivalry series, but that game's at home as well. So it's a big full schedule, and, you know, you got to be ready to go each and every week.
Jim Wilson, there's a lot of buzz about the Oregon State Beavers locally and regionally right now. They did lose. If you look at the reality, they lost 5 of their last 8 games last year. So tell me something here that we don't know in Boise. They're going to take the next step in terms of this trending up with Jonathan Smith if they accomplished what this season? Where's the intangible? Where's the one factor that really could catapult them into a magical season?
Well, I think one of the real reasons and causes for optimism heading into this year is the defense. And the defense was, you look at it statistically, yeah, 25 points a game, 348 yards a game for opponents. That doesn't sound too bad. But the third downs, it was awful. It was literally, you hated to get to third down when you're on defense because the other team converted 50% of the time. And there was a game in Pullman, I think, where in the second half they converted all 12 third down tries. Oh. And the defensive coordinator was let go with 3 games left, I believe, in the year. And a new guy, Trent Bray, the linebackers coach, stepped in, and immediately, I mean, the Beavers, I think Stanford was it, where they played Stanford. Stanford wasn't good at the time, but I held them to maybe 10 points. But then Arizona State came in with a very good quarterback, always talented, always fast, and the Beavers held them to, I think, 10 points or something like that. And so it was just real evident that the defensive side of the ball is going to be better, regardless of talent level. And then the talent level has increased a little bit. So I'm just excited about improvement on defense. And then I am excited about what can happen on offense. They lose linemen, but they bring back better almost. They do have to compensate for the loss of the center because he was a veteran and he was a guy. But they have a guy who's played a lot of football, and one of Idaho's, I think he went to Meridian or Napa, Kipper, a big tackle. He's moved into guard, and so the right side, I think, is 6'6 and 6'6, and then both of them around 330. And then on the left side, you have an All-Pac-12 second-team guy at tackle and a Outland Trophy guy at left guard. And so I think the offensive line, again, will be a strength. So there are just a lot of parts. I've been to, I think, 4 practices, and I just see every position group, it just, they looked apart. 8 tight ends, 21 linemen, 19 defensive backs. And just everybody's running around, and they all looked apart. So just overall, I think there's just an excitement about what's going on in Corvallis.
Jim, I was going to ask you about Brandon Kipper. He's a Columbia High School out of Caldwell, just down the street here in Boise. He was a great two-way player here in Idaho. I believe he originally committed to the University of Hawaii and then ends up there. He was a tackle for you guys last year. It sounds like he's moved into the inside. How good is this kid?
You know, when he first started, I was telling people he could be one of the best tackles the Beavers ever had. And he was second-team All-Pac-12, I think, 2 years ago. Honorable mention the last 2 years. I really believe this is a great move. I think he's better suited inside because he's so big and he's dynamic. He's powerful. He explodes on people in the run game. But in the past, one-on-one out on an island at tackle, he wasn't bad, but he the other guy's probably better at that in pass pro. And so I just think it's a great move for him. And it makes him a valuable guy. I think he'll play at the next level, a guy that can play tackle and guard, but they like massive guards for that. So those road grader type guys, and you need a little more, you need some length, but some real good quickness on the outside to pass protect. So I think that move is going to be a good one. And he is explosive, and I know he had a wrestling background, and the Beavers have been really excited to have him.
17 days, Jim Wilson. Are you ready for this?
No. No, I want summer to last forever. But, yes, I'm excited. I'm really excited. But I'm nervous because, like, you know, you look at Boise coming in your opener, and then you go to Fresno, Montana State, and then I believe it's USC, and then I think it's Washington after that.
At Utah.
Utah.
Tough schedule.
So there you go.
Love it,
there
Jim.
You go.
Appreciate you. Another year on the call with Mike Parker there on the Oregon State Beaver Radio Network. Keep on doing what you guys do, and we can't wait to bring you on sometime. And thanks for the kind words about Boise. We appreciate having you on, Jim Wilson.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff there. Yeah, that schedule, Prater, I was looking at it. I mean, from an Oregon State standpoint, if you don't beat Boise State, I mean, let's just say you can – I don't know if you win in Fresno. Let's say you can beat Montana State from the Big Sky, but your first two Pac-12 games, home against USC, and then at Rice-Eccles against Utah. I mean, the Beavers –
Yeah. That's a tough one. That Montana State game, I think they're even moving that up to Portland, if I remember right. I saw that somewhere along the way, so they're not even playing that one in Corvallis. Not that it's going to make it any more difficult, but another weekend on the road, another weekend not in their stadium, it's going to be a little pesky. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Oregon State Beavers will not match their hype this season.
Yeah, they're going to be an under 500 team. That's a tough schedule there for the Beavs, but gosh, what an important moment for both these programs. I keep saying it, in 17 days, Boise State at Oregon State to kick off the season for both teams. I love it. How about Markel Reed? JP is going to tell us, Markel Reed, you'll hear from him coming back, about returning from the injury he had last year, the cornerback for BSU, and do they need him in Corvallis possibly. JP, let's get there. It's Prater on the ball game. We're Idaho Sports Talk. KTIK the ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.